again, and welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And we're not dead. We just came back from a five-day camping trip.
Four days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Monday we came back.
All right. So. 5 days we came back. I didn't die. No bears. That's about the end of that, right?
Yeah, I told you there would be no bears.
There's no bears. All right, that was our camping trip. Nothing interesting to say. Nothing happened.
Froze our asses off at night, though.
Oh, yeah, there was that. Well, you froze your ass off because we had the tent, which was given to us because we came. It's on.
I'm just checking.
Yeah. I can hear myself. And you're there. The red light is you. This red light is me.
I think I just can't hear myself in my headphones.
Anyways, you're on. Trust me. So, why don't you fix this thing and then we'll get on with the show. Anyways, Rochelle's cold because we were in a tent that was supplied to us, sleeping on a mattress that was supplied to us, in sleeping bags that were supplied to us, with our heads on pillows that were supplied to us, and Rochelle wearing a hat that was supplied to her.
Yeah,
we came prepared, as always. I came out with a gym bag full of clothes, a knife and a dream. Rochelle came out a little bit more prepared with two packages of wet nap things. Two packages of wet naps and a few bags, and that was that.
Well, we had a flashlight.
Yeah, we had a flashlight, and I managed to pick up one of the greatest inventions ever in the dollar store at a Rocky Mountain House nearby, near where we were staying. It's a hat-mounted LED flashlight. I bought it as a joke at the dollar store for about $3, and it came in incredibly handy.
Awesome. You never have to worry about carrying your flashlight in your pocket.
It was
just like hooking onto the brim of your hat.
It was so awesome going to the outhouses late at night and just lighting up the whole joint with your head. That was rad. So, the bad thing, for me at least, was the no showers part.
Yeah, but usually it's warm enough that you're in the lake. Or yeah. At least you can, like, go in the lake and wash your hair. And this time it was so cold.
Yeah, it was pretty overcast the entire weekend. So we didn't get too much jumping in the lake. I hadn't really planned on doing it. And hold on one second, please. Okay, now there's usually a no edits rule on this show, but something happened and Rochelle's headphones weren't working. We fixed that and you can hear yourself.
It's all good, yes.
All right, let's get on. So we went camping, living on borrowed stuff for the entire weekend. Rochelle was cold. I was not so cold. I was dirty, greasy. I went 3 days without washing my hair.
I didn't wash my hair the whole time.
Well, you can get away with that, but I'm a grease monster.
Yeah, you are.
Like, that's exactly why.
Like, your hair even looks dirty today.
That's because I washed it last evening.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know. I told you, I sweat like it was like a dummy.
Yeah, I know. I already know that.
Yeah, but now you know
your hair is never ever. I've never seen your hair greasy until we went camping.
Yeah, that's so. I got really familiar with a hat that I usually don't wear, but it was better than. Seeing me around the whole joint wearing greasy, disgusting hair. So
yeah, but I mean, the thing is, like, everybody's camping. Everybody basically looks like shit. Everybody stinks like campfire. Mm-hmm. It's really not that big of a deal. It's a big deal, like, say, like when we went into Rocky. But, I mean, that's a small town.
And that was only on the second day.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, so.
Oh, and then we went, into the co-op and had breakfast at the co-op in Rocky. That was so good.
Oh, yeah, that was all right, yeah.
I can't remember. That was Saturday, so that was, like, our third day there.
Yeah, I don't know. It was all a blur. It was good. And I didn't die, despite the fact that I was a big wimp. I admit that. And while I didn't really even, dip my toe in the water.
No, me neither. I was looking forward to going swimming, but it was too cold.
But I think the entire wildlife I saw was one squirrel. And that was it?
Yeah.
And there we go. Yeah, so that was that, and we're back. We were going to do a show last night, but we were incredibly tired, and we postponed it, and now we're going to be doing Good One Hit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if we talked about this last week, but we saw perhaps it was a few weeks ago, but we saw a really bad Adam Sandler movie called You Don't Mess with the Zohan, and that was something else.
On June 6th, he's part special agent.
What are you, bionic?
No. I only like the girls. Thanks anyways.
Part stylist.
Have you ever worked with kids before?
Okay, that's where he kicks the kid in the face. No, he does the...
No, he does, like, that
some sort
Spock
of Vulcan
thing.
Neck pinch or something, and then the kid dies and...
No, he just passes out.
Sure.
Oh, man.
Stay out of my business, Mustafa. Ah!
This is not my name.
Was that your feet?
Adam Sandler.
All right. Because we're an audio podcast, I'll have to describe the situation. He holds a man's finger, therefore disabling him. And while he's holding his finger, feet come out of nowhere, kick the crap out of the guy in his face. Pretty funny stuff.
Smell it, now take it. That's for you.
You don't mess with a Zohan.
And we didn't mess with that movie. That was something else.
Yeah, I think the only reason why I partially liked maybe the beginning part is because of the whole hairdresser thing.
Yeah, that's why I thought you would enjoy it. You would appreciate it more than I would. But there was really... he could have been a janitor, honestly.
Yeah.
It was funny.
It was a lot dirtier than I thought, too.
Yeah, he had a lot of sex.
He ends up, doing all these old ladies' hair, and then he takes them into the back room and bangs them.
Bangs them. All
right. Yeah, really old ladies, 80-year-old women.
That's because that's, I guess, funny in Adam Sandler's eyes.
And 50-year-old women or something like that.
Yeah, so we saw it. We didn't like it. It was fun. Our friend Evil Mister from evilmister.com wrote a really funny review on his website, and I'm going to read a few excerpts from that. He actually broke down the...
Who's our friend? Oh, okay.
You've never actually met him, but yeah. You've heard
read
me talk.
Read his stuff.
Yeah, you've read his stuff and you heard me talk to him. But he actually wrote quite a lengthy review on his website. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but we'll read a few selected excerpts and then add our two cents in from there. He breaks down his dislike of the movie into, I think it's about 8 points, and I'll actually read a few here. Point number one. Is Zohan or is Zohan not a superhero? Judging from the film, wherein he swims faster than a sea-doo, catches a bullet in his nose, I thought that was odd, and does push-ups without the use of his hands, which could be construed as kind of dirty if you think about it, I'm pretty much going to have to say yes to this one. Although he's like some kind of weird Israeli Kmart version of Hancock. Yeah, I
can see that.
Anyways.
But I didn't think of him as... a superhero.
It was more
stupid.
It was just kind of exaggerated. I can see why one would think so. With the whole sort of the scene in the trailer where his feet are sort of shooting out and kicking some guy in the face. But is he or is he not a superhero? That was point number
one. It seemed to me like it was a little bit of a ripoff from Borat and the superhero thing. And then the thing that pissed me off is it almost seemed like that he was trying to make some sort of statement on the Palestinian-Israeli war.
Yeah, actually, that brings us to point number 8 in his...
Oh, sorry. We'll read that. Finish reading that other one.
Well, that was the entire other one, so it was a short one. Point number 8 on this list. When the movie does decide to lay down the underlying message that there should be peace between what is essentially two different sides of the same coin... That there should be peace between... what is essentially two different sides of the same coin is done with a thick and unrelenting brush of unbearably saccharine sweet bullshit. I don't claim to be a poli-sci major or even someone who understands other people all that well, but how I see it is this. It's going to take more than a movie starring Adam Sandler to get Arabs and Israelis to make peace. I personally don't think it's possible in the greatest sense of the word peace, because there's too much history here. It's kind of like me and my ex-girlfriend, the one who threw the plates. I think she's a nice person until I remember her banking a Corningware dish off my forehead, and I'm pretty goddamn pissed off. I haven't seen that crazy bitch for something like 10 years. My blood gets boiling pretty good. Imagine that between Arabs and in Israelis, times like a bajillion. Actually, and then I added my own point, point number 9 to the list. Mariah Carey, completely pointless. completely pointless cameo.
And why would she agree to be on that?
Because she's Mariah Carey and she thought it was...
So bad.
Yeah, I don't understand why that even really existed. I guess he was a Mariah Carey fan. He had the Mariah Carey shirt. But that we really could have done without that. Yeah.
I think, like, the most amusing thing for me in the movie was the fact that he was obsessed with these 80s hairstyles.
Yeah, because he had the Paul Mitchell book from, like, the 80s.
And, yeah.
And his signature haircut, the Avalon, which was kind of stupid. But actually, you have one of those old...
Yeah, but I love those books.
Well, you have one of those old books. I'm not sure...
It's not a Paul Mitchell book. I can't remember what his name is, but he came up with a whole bunch, or like there's a whole bunch of haircuts in that book, and they all have special names. And they're just so funny. I can't even think of some of them right now.
I think one of the one I do remember is there's the picture of George Michael with I guess the Asian woman with like the white hair.
Oh, that's a different book. That's another one of my 80s books.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'm confused.
Yeah. No, those, I don't know. Those are hilarious. And then the fact that he wore, in the movie, he wore those jean cutoff shorts.
Oh, the jorts? Yeah. Yeah.
With like a silky sort of top that was buttoned up, like opened.
Yeah. And also, really, Adam Sandler, we get it. Hummus is funny. You don't have to beat us
over the head. Yeah, that was just stupid.
You don't have to beat us over the head. Hummus is toothpaste. Hummus is this. Hummus is fucking that. Come on.
Actually, I couldn't believe, like, they actually went to this extent of, like, putting out a fire with hummus.
Yes, we got it the 20th time. Hummus is funny.
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know, I think he just does, his sense of humor is for really, really stupid people.
And.
But, like, maybe, yeah, you know, like teenage boys, basically.
And the thing I don't understand mostly is Adam Sandler has proven himself to be, like, you know, good, like, you know, when not sort of behind the writing aspect of it, he was good in you know I liked him in Punch Drunk Love, and well, I think we both liked him in Spanglish, because he can prove that he doesn't have to act like a total dumbass.
And you know what, I didn't even mind that movie Click.
Yeah, that was...
It was okay.
It was more of like sort of a family comedy. He wasn't nearly as ridiculous as he was in this movie. He's just it's right up there with The Love Guru.
I honestly think that he was just trying to do something like Borat.
Well, you know, the entire sort of fish out of water thing, you know, has been done many times, even before Borat, right? Like, but I don't know what the sort of the inspiration was behind this movie. And two, whatever's down, we hated it. Hated it.
Adam Sandler. Thumbs down.
Yeah, or two whatever's, two stupid things down. Speaking of two stupid things, you know, we just can't take a... We just can never get a break. We try and play nice. We try and let things go, but some people just don't know how to
let things... Yeah, we didn't even do anything last time that they said mean stuff about us and tore pictures up.
Yeah, so here they are. Squidpod, they're at it again. Blah, blah, blah. They're funny. Squidpod.com, awesome. Yeah.
But you know what? It's not all good news. It's not all sunshine and roses.
What do you mean?
I'm just going to play you a little bit of something here.
Okay,
so he's going to be playing a clip from an earlier show of ours, and which, I guess, yeah, you'll see. Anyways, it sounds like garbage because he's, while the hosts are both properly mic'd, the audio is actually coming off of his computer, so.
Is it asking for less?
No.
So... Like you said, this first episode, we're going to be getting right into things, you know, rather than even spending a bit of time introducing ourselves and explaining what a podcast is and what an RSS feed is for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Right into things.
That's and a then... bit of a diss.
Yeah, it is a diss.
It's funny.
And actually, it's surprising that I actually did get this episode. It came in at a whopping 345 megabytes and took me 2 hours to download this motherfucker. I am not joking. I have the screenshot to prove it. I sent it to SquidPod headquarters and said, this is how not to get people to watch your show. This is actually for real. I'll show you the screenshot later. It literally took me from like the time I got home to the time I went to bed to download the episode.
What?
That's right. Build that audience, SquidPod. All right, let's see what else they have to say about us.
And this is Eric and Rochelle from Tip Tap Tip, and then
North here.
Oh,
SquidPod. This is SquidPod.
Wait.
will be on Saturday, in which we declare war on Squid Pod. Squid Pod must die. Fuck
what's
them.
My bet?
Good video podcast.
I know.
There's scripted bullshit. And goodbye.
It's not your bit. People have done do-do-do-do before. You didn't copyright
what?
It.
I don't even remember.
You did it at the end of the episode after I said, I think it was episode one where I said Squid Pod must die. You went do-do-do-do.
Yeah, well, I was just doing that to make
and
it sound
apparently, apparently yeah, and apparently somebody thinks that they've cornered the market on do-do-do-do-do. All right.
Tip-tap-tip is so much more fun to say.
Okay.
Again, the shitty audio quality of our show being played back is therefore fault, not ours. Just saying.
Okay, that's enough of that. So
what?
Just some backstory. This is Eric and Rochelle who do Tip Tap Tip, and Eric and I think we're in a bitter custody battle over SquidMailOnline.com. Which it's getting a little ugly. It's getting a little ugly. I have to say, I listened to their first show and I thought, well, it was okay except for the disses. And I mean, it, you know, if they sleep well at night ripping off Keith and the Girl and Internet Superstar, then I guess that's fine. But,
yeah, how did we do that? First of all, we're not a video podcast, so somebody's ripping off Internet Superstar. I don't think it's us.
Well, and how are we ripping off Keith and the Girl?
I know, because they're...
Because you're a guy and I'm a girl?
Yeah, apparently. And, oh, I guess they are, too, because they are also a guy and a girl.
Oh, that's lame.
Podcast. And, it gets better. It gets better.
I didn't listen to their first episode. I just heard a bit of the slams, and...
Oh, but it gets better. It gets better.
It does get better.
Now, this is where they go into craziness.
I just think it's funny how you can diss somebody in your first episode of something when... You don't have anything ready.
I know.
And I'm just saying, there's a reason why some people do audio podcasts.
Oh.
What?
Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. Hold on one fucking second.
I want to know what that reason is.
Oh, okay. Apparently there's some sort of stigma against audio podcasts. Let me put it to you straight. We started the show about a month ago.
Yeah.
Give or take. Squid Pod came out, I'm thinking... let's say 3 months. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing with audio podcasts. We like doing them because we don't like sitting in front of a computer for 20 hours editing. You know, we do it because it's easy and it's not a chore. We also do it because we like to put out several episodes a week as to give somebody something to expect.
Well, like, the reason why I like to do it is because I prefer to listen to audio podcasts because I can do other stuff while listening to it.
Exactly.
And instead of sitting in front of the computer watching two people sitting there, why do I need to watch that?
Exactly. Oh, well, so there's our little, okay, yeah, audio podcasts. Audio
podcast. I want to hear, click on it, I want to hear what she says.
Audio podcasts suck. Yeah, they're awesome. Squidpod.com, visit them. They're wicked. Take 2 hours to download their show. Oh, there's more.
Oh. Interesting. Okay, and here's another bit here.
See, they're saying interesting, and they're reacting to something, but I don't know what they're reacting to.
No.
Because they're both staring at a computer screen, which is turned away from the camera. Good work, guys. And
why are they sitting in front of a fridge?
Well, I guess why we sing in a room next to the fridge.
No, but I mean,
you know,
if you're going to do a audio, you think that they would have some sort of nicer setup for people to look at instead of a fridge. They put SquidPod on their fridge.
All right,
but
why is Internet Superstar in a shed? Maybe it's part of the set.
I know, but Internet Superstar, it's basically built. A shed that's been built for having the show. Like, it looks like they...
Maybe they built the kitchen specifically for the show. Who knows?
No, but it doesn't look like they... Anyway.
They put stickers on it. SquidPod! SquidPod! SquidPod!
Okay, go.
All right.
We have a call. It's really kind of unexpected. I guess I'll answer it. This is sort of an unexpected caller.
You just came in. How dare you call us and talk shit about our show because it's even getting off and stuff.
That's supposed to be me?
And you're done
the
show.
Sure.
It sucks. Yeah.
Who is this?
Oh, well, it's Demi's.
I'll stop it here.
I haven't even listened to that yet. How did you do that?
Oh, you didn't even listen to that episode. Yeah, that was episode two. Remember when, here's the deal. They're liars. They actually did phone in. And I have it because I have a second witness. So I'm not a crazy kook who
made it up.
I'm just a guy who screwed up while recording it and had to make do making up the second half of the conversation based on what I did remember, which was very little.
Yeah.
So I did it badly. Yes. I made up the voices. Absolutely. Yes. Am I crazy? Not so much. Am I crazy, Rochelle? You heard the call. They actually did phone.
Yeah, I know they did phone, but yeah. I still think you're crazy.
Yeah.
But like in a good way.
And coming up is the part where they're trying to spin it, denying the fact, denying, lying, and saying that they, in fact, did not call and that I am crazy and should be institutionalized. And here they go.
It's me. And we're cool.
Oh, yeah, that one that sucks. Oh, yeah.
Didn't they have that show that we watched, okay, like, about 2 minutes of? And then,
the
show was fucking awesome.
What was it called again?
Yeah, it was fucking good. It's
good. Because we're doing a stupid audio podcast, I'll have to fill you in on what's going on. They're playing the audio from, I think it was our second episode, and they're just having sort of...
like, looking back and forth at each other, like, what?
What? What? These guys are stupid. All right. Yeah. Squidpod.com. Awesome.
So, your show totally sucks, and you're a bunch of dummies and stuff, and we hate you. You hate us? Yeah, we hate you. You guys suck.
Okay, that was kind of funny.
And you suck a bunch of coal up your butt.
Coal? Suck a bunch of coal.
It makes no sense.
Oh, I see.
No. And if you guys want to listen to the full clip, you can check it out. But anyway, what's hilarious about this is, you know, they're pretending to be us, which is really weird.
I mean, if you need...
Why are you lying?
No, he's just... Does he not remember that the call didn't work? That it didn't record? Maybe he just doesn't remember.
Maybe just a fucking liar. Liars, both of you. Squid pod.
Stop advertising for them.
I want people to take the 2 hours to download the show themselves and see what's going on.
I don't think anyone would do that. I would never do that.
2 hours of your life.
I'd rather download a BBC program.
See the best video podcast on that. Squidpod.com.
Hey, go.
Big file. All right.
Content for your show. I don't think you need to make up that we called in.
But then it gets really funny because it gets crazy because he says that he had this whole conversation with me and, like, I don't know. He's totally making it up. We never called in.
What is going on?
I don't know. It's so weird. And then this is the crazy one.
In regards to last episode, I did mention it on the website. We actually did have a for real conversation with Joel and Jen from Squid Pop, but...
Do you remember that?
Things do happen.
Must have been when I was in some crazy time warp.
Yeah, it's tough hitting. I am still figuring out the technical ins and outs at Tap Tip headquarters, and unfortunately they're in...
So...
Headquarters, you mean your kitchen, like where we do it from?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's pretty interesting.
So...
We do not do it from our kitchen.
We do it from the kitchen table, damn it.
No, we have a special, special room set up just for doing our audio podcast.
It's not in the kitchen. The kitchen is clearly in the other room. Yeah. We're not in the kitchen. We're in a totally different room. Totally different room.
We have a big, spacious apartment.
Squid pod.
We have a special fortress that we built that's soundproof just for doing our podcast.
Squid pod.
No. Stop saying their name.
Saying we had a conversation, impersonating a conversation.
I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to do, but you know what? It just means that we're more popular than we thought.
I guess so. Because thanks for the coverage.
Yeah. Thanks, Tip Tap Tip. Thanks. Dot whatever. What? Anyway. Yeah.
Well, I have.
He doesn't know that it's dot com.
Anyways,
this is just boring. I'm sorry. This is really boring.
So, this, they're, They did. I did watch. On. They did. I did watch their. I did watch their episode. Probably really the only reason to watch is because they were doing a piece on burlesque, so you know, got to look at a lot of boobies.
You look at other people's boobies?
Yeah, I know. And I'm sorry, but you know, I was thinking to myself,
do they have those nipple twirly.
Yeah, they're spinning the things, and I'm like, well, okay, well, I guess if you have to resort to sex in order to gain viewership, I guess we'll have to do the same thing. You know, well, I'm sure what you're thinking right now is, how can you do that in an audio podcast? Well, I'm saying, use your imagination. Now, Rochelle, just describe the scene for the viewers out there.
Okay, Eric is wearing a beautiful, beautiful gray terry cloth housecoat that he never washes, so it smells like his armpits. He's taken it off, he's turned around, so all I see is his sexy butt in some red shorts that I don't like, and a blue t-shirt full of cat hair. Now he's taking the housecoat and putting it in between his legs.
Yeah.
I don't know what that stunt is called, but it's pretty hot. With his ass crack. Awesome. Now he's flung the house coat away to the side, and he's taken off a sock. Oh my goodness, stop it. Twirling around the sock, and he's flung into the couch. Next sock comes off, and it is being flung in the air, twirled around, and lands on the couch. Ooh, check it out. Now he's shaking back and forth and taking his t-shirt.
I can stoop to your level anytime.
That was very unexpected.
I know.
No, I didn't.
Awesome. After the show, baby. After the show. Sister, sisters? I thought the song was appropriate. Anyways. Yeah, we don't have video of people stripping, but I figured I'd give the listening audience a show with Rochelle narrating exactly what was going on. Man, that was tiring.
It's a good workout.
Yeah, it's a good workout.
You should do that every day.
I should do that all the time. That was fun. Actually, one thing I should mention is there's been a few requests on our forums, which you visited once. Rochelle, that was nice. Sorry, I'm
sorry. I can't go on the computer if you're on it all the time.
Yeah, well, I am.
We only have one.
The way the forums work right now is that depending upon the number of posts that you put, you're given a title underneath your name. The default titles are really stupid, like newbie, super newbie, awesome guy, da 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 da. Now, what I'm doing is I am soliciting opinions as to what I should be changing these names to. Now, they could be anything from the lowliest position, like cog, to head honcho. There are five positions in total. And check out the thread on the forum. The forum is called Position Names. It has nothing to do with sex. So, pardon me. Now, I'm going to be reading a... this is from a newspaper that we picked up on our way out.
Can I read that? Yeah. I like those.
Yeah, I circled... quite a good one, and actually my favorite. I circled one which really I don't understand. Maybe somebody can explain the joke.
Okay. So this paper is called Country Sunshine News, and it's free, and it's the little paper with the big heart. And we picked this up in the Dairy Queen in Rocky Mountain House. And so it has this section called Laughter is the Best Medicine. So it has these little, you know, funny little stories, kind of jokes, things. So this is one that Eric circled. There was much excitement at my home daycare when 6-year-old Kate lost her first tooth while eating lunch. To stop her crying, I reminded her that the tooth fairy would leave some money under her pillow. But how does the tooth fairy know that I've lost my tooth? Wailed Kate. Without missing a beat, 3-year-old Isaac chimed in. Because it's on her computer.
Do you get that?
Well, it's...
No, I read it like 3 times. I'm like, okay. I
you don't
honestly,
get it? It's...
I honestly do not get the joke. Am I stupid or...
Yeah.
Okay, explain. Just lay it all out for me.
Well, because, you know, the tooth fairy files everything.
Oh, under the pillow. Oh, okay. I'm...
Yeah.
Well, I guess I really am stupid.
Can I read another one?
Yeah, go for it. I'll just add these stupid
I think
effects.
This one's kind of funny.
All right.
Our supply clerk at the factory where I work discovered a box that was left on the loading dock with this warning printed on it. Danger, do not touch. Management was called and all employees were told to stay clear of the box until it could be analyzed. When the foreman arrived, he donned gloves and safety glasses and then very carefully opened the box. Inside were 25 signs that read, danger, do not touch.
I'm sweating. I am sweating from that striptease I just gave.
Yeah, you need to exercise more. You're totally out of shape.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, I'm going to read another one.
All right.
I was deliberating over a new TV and asked the young salesman its country of origin. I'd have to look in on the box, he said, disappearing into the stockroom. On his return, he announced, built an antenna, sir. Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha. Built-in antenna, you know, like it has a built-in antenna, and he thought that that's where it was made. I shouldn't have to, like, tell you how these things are funny, because they're so stupid that...
It's funny, because they're so stupid that they completely go over my head, if that makes any sense. Because I'm expecting something a little bit more cerebral, something I don't know.
What does that mean, something more cerebral?
I don't know, something, I guess...
Like something that stimulates the cerebral part of your brain?
That's right. I think, and...
The cerebral cortex?
I'm going to take a breather because Rochelle is going to be reading us another part from her diary. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, and yeah. Now, during last episode, we were circa 1991 or 1992. Rochelle is, you're 11 or 12.
No, I'm in 93 now.
Oh, wow, we skipped ahead.
We didn't. I just... Kind of. Oh yeah, 92. Now this is 93. I didn't write in it like tons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dear Chantel, April 2nd, 1993. Right now I'm driving home to Edmonton from Kimberley, BC. We go to Kimberley every year at this time. So basically, we go to Kimberley for the March long weekend or whatever and do a ski trip.
Yeah.
Usually we go with a whole bunch of other families, but this year they went to Big White and Hawaii. Next year, I hope they all come to Kimberley. It's much funner with a big group.
Mm-hmm.
The ski conditions were okay. It was slushy and hard ice in the shade. I really wanted to meet some guys or a guy this year at Kimberley, but as you know, I'm not that great at doing that. I might have if I stayed longer. There was this guy, I think his name was Brad. He was tall and skinny, but not out of proportion. That's okay. Good to know.
Out of proportion, that's one thing any man.
So he's not an ape?
Does he have an abnormally large head? Or do his arms hang down near his knees?
Yeah.
Does he wear size 6 shoes and he's 7 feet tall?
Well, that would be weird.
Yeah.
He had long hair to his shoulders and really nice eyes. I tried to go on the chair with him, on the chairlift with him, but he thought I was going up with my brother, so he didn't. But I got a pretty nice burn on my face. What really bugged me was when I was when I was skiing was that every time I was by this certain lift person, man, in brackets, I would always do something wrong. I call him the Jinx Man. I would either start going too soon. So he's like one of those chairlift tenant guys, right? So as you're getting on the chair, he makes sure that you don't fall on your ass.
Okay, yeah.
I would either start going too soon or get on the chair and I'd be too slow and I'd drop a pole. I really don't like him. Once I was skiing down the jump run, which is, you know, like there's just lots of jumps on this run.
Yeah.
I saw this guy laying against his skis on the in the trees. I skied past him and turned to take the jump. But the front of my skis crossed and then the back and I fell. I knew then that guy was the Jinx Man. I can't wait to go to school. I hope my face will still be red.
Actually,
it's just windburn. It's not even sunburn.
Oh, it's not even sunburn.
No, it's so bad. Like, it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really look good. But I really like this guy at school. I'm not going to say his name. I didn't come up with a different name for him.
All right, so this guy.
He's really weird. And himself and funny. He's a skater. I like skaters, but not bad ones. like this other guy who said, if you worship Satan, you'll get a better place in hell. I find that so stupid.
Yeah, it would be.
He was just trying to be a badass. I mean, like, we went to a Christian school. Seriously,
oh,
come on.
Oh, and he went to the school with
me.
So you went to a Christian school with the satanic skater?
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
Yeah. my little sister is so cute now. She says shit, but my mom tells her to say shucks instead, but she does not listen.
She still doesn't listen.
Yeah. She's three now. She tried to go skiing, but she hates it. I can't believe she skied when she was three. That's so young.
Wow.
It was cute, but yeah. She hates it. She says, I just watch you guys ski. I love my little sister. Hi.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, the next one is like super long. I'm not sure if you want me to read it.
Maybe we can save it for next time. How's that?
Yeah, sounds good.
That'll give you enough time to change any names that need to be changed and to know what needs to be read.
Yeah, I'll probably forget.
And
but the next one's really good because it's when I go back to Ross Haven Bible Camp for the second summer.
Oh, because there was that one guy from the first summer who you thought was totally awesome.
Dick. I think we named him Dick.
Sure.
Yeah. He's not there, but I meet other guys.
All right. I guess between this part and the first part, which we screwed up, I think we're done. I have nothing else written on my little agenda here. You are listening to TipTapTip.com, the best show in Calgary. You can visit our website, TipTapTip.com, not TipTapTip.whatever, despite what somebody might say. And you can check out our forum.
Somebody? Who's somebody?
Whatever. I said their name enough on the show. I think people have figured out who I'm referring to. You can check out our forums. Our somewhat active forums. People are actually checking it out and writing stuff. And
cool. I should probably check it out then,
too. You should check it out, too. There's lots of stuff going on. TipTapTip.com/forum. And here's the part where I ask for a few bucks if you have it. I know Rochelle is a bit uncomfortable when I ask for money. I myself.
That's okay. We'll just pretend that Eric's the only one asking for it, and
fine. I get to keep it all then.
Yeah.
All right.
It's for the show. It's not like I can go buy shoes with it.
No, it will be it will be going towards buying us better equipment and maybe me some more new house coat so that next time I do decide to strip on the radio.
I don't talk about how it smells like your armpits.
You should get
a silk one.
I should get a silk one. TipTapTip.com/donate.
Silk one.
That's the way. Yeah. Screw better
and then
equipment.
You should get a leopard print thong.
Yeah, and if I get it, tell you what,
you can make lion noises like.
I'll make you deal, listeners. Here's the thing: you send me a few bucks to TipTapTip.com/donate. I promise. If you specifically ask that money that you donate goes towards a silk house coat, some fancy underwear, and maybe a scarf or something like that that I can wave around and throw
a gold chain.
I don't like gold chains. I promise. I'm saying it now. I'm promising that I will be doing another audio striptease. You heard it here.
But you know what? I think that if you do that, if they send that in, you need to take a picture of yourself in that outfit and put it on the website. Because they got to see what they're paying for.
Yeah, they don't want to see this crappy house go.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You promise to do that?
I promise to do that. But I promise.
Oh my goodness, can I donate money?
No, but here's the thing. I promise to do that in my fully clothed beginning portion of the striptease.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm not. There's not going to be any skin pictures of Eric on the internet. We know how that stuff gets out and how it can ruin careers. There's not going to be any of that. So, no.
Yeah, because pretty soon you're going to be a politician, right?
No, I don't want to end up like Miley Cyrus and her pictures getting out, even though she claims that she's such a sweetheart. No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but she's famous. People don't care about you.
Nobody cares about me yet, but they
yet.
Will. But I have a feeling that after this stunt I pulled, that people will begin to start caring. And you should listen to our show. It is the best podcast in Calgary. If you want to prove us wrong, you can send us an email and telling us what a bunch of jackholes we are. info@tiptaptip.com. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Au revoir.
And we're out of here. Bye.
Tip-tap-tip-tap-tip. Making your good times even better.